This is The Guardian.
I'm Matilda Bosley, coming to you from Wurundjeri land, and this is The Full Story. In the midst of the COVID lockdowns, it became a familiar sight. Large groups of people protesting lockdown laws and vaccine mandates. These protests gave voice to a movement of people who believe that vaccines are deadly, that fluoride in the water is dangerous, and that 5G is a threat. One of the collectives that emerged during this time is My Place, a network which reportedly has thousands of members who are largely active in Facebook community groups. But lately, My Place have been taking their ideologies offline and into local government, with some groups allegedly playing a role in supporting candidates in the recent Queensland Council elections. So, with the Queensland state election coming up in October, what might be the potential impact of groups such as My Place on the results? Today, Guardian Australia's Queensland state reporter Eden Gillespie on the fringe groups making waves in the Sunshine State. It's Wednesday, the 1st of May.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So, Eden, I mean, we live in a democracy, right? There's always been these fringe groups. People hold a range of views. Often there's people who have views that are outside the mainstream. That's kind of just part of it. But can you tell me about My Place specifically? So what is My Place?
Yeah, so My Place are a network of around 180 groups set up around the country.
Eden Gillespie is Guardian Australia's Queensland state reporter.
And were initially founded by a man called Darren Bergworth.
Good morning, everybody. Darren Bergworth here from My Place Australia. Just bringing you this short video for new people that don't understand what we're about and what we're trying to achieve at My Place Australia.
They largely operate as Facebook groups of a loose collective of individuals with similar views on certain issues, but they do also have regular meetings offline and attend council meetings and have wellness and gardening groups.
So we're all about connecting local communities with each other, obviously, and supporting each other. But we're also, all of our communities around Australia are connected as well.
A large proportion of the groups are actually operating in Queensland, but their headquarters are in Melbourne. And on their website, they say they wish to, quote, implement projects that allow us to step away from the current system and build a way forward for humanity.
And the way we do that is not by fighting the system or trying to join the system. We do it by creating a parallel new system outside in the private as a private members association.
So the language is quite vague, but underlying these kinds of sentiments are conspiracy theories about 5G, chemtrails, fluoride, wind turbines, and smart cities.
And the only way that we can take back control and empower ourselves to be our own leaders in our own right and stop following and relying on other people to give us information, because we're not getting the information that we need. And we need to educate ourselves. And that's the purpose of these groups, is to educate our own community on all these different aspects.
And they also consider themselves to be sovereign people. They reject the term sovereign citizen, thinking it's a bit of an oxymoron, but often refer to themselves as living people or sovereign people. And essentially what that means is they think the government of Australia is illegitimate, all the laws passed by the parliament are illegitimate, often believe the government is a corporation, and attempt to sometimes opt out of the law by using certain phrases like "I don't consent" and by referencing certain documents like the Magna Carta.
If you really want change in this country, if you really want to empower yourselves, as an individual, you hold all the power.
So my place is pretty large now. How did it get started?
Yeah, so my place, like a lot of groups, evolved during the pandemic lockdown out of the anti-vax protests that we saw around the country and probably most prevalent in Victoria. So Darren Bergworth started my place as a meeting place for people who were opposed to the vaccinations. And then that has just kind of evolved into a broader movement. He then told Facebook followers in March of 2023 that My Place Australia had planned to set up a whole bunch of community groups across Australia that would have their own wellness and health hubs, farming and produce networks, and also council advocacy groups.
And we're an educational kind of community. We're also a health and wellbeing community. And we're a supportive network, a collaborative and informative group, not a combative one.
So Darren Bergworth, he's highly visible on all social media platforms and administers a number of the groups himself.
So you mentioned council advocacy groups there. I mean, is this kind of just online, or is My Place and Bergworth himself involved in real life politics as well?
Yeah, so Bergworth claims there would actually be some members keen to run at elections for all three tiers of government, which includes council, but states that there is no team and there's just concerned individuals. So they definitely do steer away from proclaiming themselves as a party. But Bergworth did run as independent for Dunkley in the 2022 federal and Victoria state election, and recently Dunkley by-election in March. So on his Dunkley election page, he calls himself a tradie, father, freedom fighter, patriot, friend, businessman, and sportsman. His election material included ideas, all kinds of different ideas about reviewing utilities, bringing utilities back into Australian control, stopping the sexual indoctrination, he called it, of our children, and, you know, also had ideas about abolishing GST and stamp duty, all kinds of different things, maintaining, he says, an intimidating defence force. But he failed to get elected in the March Dunkley by-elections and only received about 4.7% of the vote.
So Bergworth himself has run, but as you wrote in your reports, they've been targeting allegedly local councils as well. My question is, if they don't believe in the legitimacy of government, or a lot of members of My Place don't, why are they engaging with the system at all?
That is a question that their own members have actually posed to them as well. And often Bergworth or another admin will respond that it's because they want to have influence when it comes to their own ideas about fluoride or other issues. They want to push their own agenda as such and kind of wake up people. And as Bergworth has talked about, he wants to create his own parallel system. And that's because My Place believes councils are illegitimate, that they don't have the authority to force people to do things like pay rates or make policy. And a document that I've seen prepared by the My Place Noosa Law Hub incorrectly claims that local councils aren't governments and instead they're private commercial operations. So they essentially do believe that if they get like-minded people into council, they can create their own parallel system and champion issues that matter to them.
Aidan, you mentioned that part of their goal is setting up parallel systems of government. What does that actually mean? What would something like that look like?
It would essentially look like an alternative form of government. So essentially it would sit alongside the existing one that many My Place members now consider that is to be, that they consider to be illegitimate. So, for example, Darren Bergworth has actually set up the Frankston People's Council, which, according to the ABC, has elected him as its mayor. And so that council sits as a shadow council to the genuine Frankston Council and states its purpose as, quote, to provide a constitutionally correct system of local government for we, the people of Frankston, because in their view, they believe that the 2020 Frankston Council elections were invalid.
But I mean, do these parallel councils actually have any power?
No. So the Frankston People's Council, I should say, doesn't actually have any official power. And it's also important to note that obviously local councils operate on a smaller scale. So there's often the idea people have that, you know, they kind of look after your drains and your nature strips. So people don't really get too worried about them or engage in council issues. But in Queensland's latest council election, there were more than a dozen mayoral candidates that actually ran unopposed. And so it's not completely competitive as other levels of government. And my place has kind of been causing some issues in Victoria at local council meetings, groups such as My Place, with disrupting proceedings. So last year, Yarra Rangers and Latrobe City Councils were actually forced to move their meetings online. And that was, they said, to avoid unruly and antisocial behaviour at public meetings that did allegedly involve some members of the My Place groups. And another interesting aspect in Queensland is they've really taken up the cause of fluoride in water, because in Queensland, it's local councils that make the decision whether to add fluoride to the water. They have this group that they're linked with called the Fluoride Action Group, which claims fluoride is a proven neurotoxin. And that's an issue that they really want to influence at a local council level.
We'll be right back.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So in your reporting, you spoke a lot about the presence of My Place in Queensland. Can you tell me a bit about their activities there?
Of course. So I think that Townsville is one of the strongest examples that I have seen of My Place's influence in local council elections recently. In Townsville, the My Place group there backed successful candidates in independent Christian Price and former One Nation member and mayor-elect Troy Thompson. So in the example of Thompson, in February, he actually posted on his social media thanking My Place Townsville for supporting his campaign and also shared a link to their website. He had been attending some of their meetings as well. And we had seen messages that reveal the group asked volunteers to support independent candidates by attending polling booths and standing with signs, handing out how-to-vote cards, doing letterbox drops, acting as even scrutineers to oversee the final vote count. So having a large volunteer presence in his campaign. And, you know, if we look at their views, the My Place Townsville website discusses fluoride poisoning people, the health effects and risks of 5G, unlawful and unconstitutional legislation, policies and fines, and also references the chemtrail conspiracy theory. So there is a question there about, you know, Thompson having met with this group and them having volunteered for his campaign as well. And then, of course, in Bundaberg as well, we had two successful council candidates that were members of the city's My Place Facebook group, However, that doesn't necessarily mean, of course, that they align with their views. The mayor-elect Helen Blackburn previously told a local newspaper that she had been added to the group in 2022 by an existing member, but she actually left immediately after learning of the group's controversial views. But Blackburn has made headlines previously in the past, in 2021, for telling anti-vax protesters in Bundaberg that almost 700 people, quote, died by taking this poison jab. Although she did say to the local paper, quote, I do not align or abide with any of their beliefs relating to councils or sovereign citizenship. And then we can look to My Place Gympie as well, which has Facebook group numbers of about 1,200 people. Several members and an admin of the My Place local groups there have expressed support for Ilona Lahn, who won a seat on the council at the recent regional election. Lahn is also a member of the My Place Facebook group and has spoken at their events. And when she was asked about the membership of the Facebook group, she told us that she was, quote, part of many Facebook community groups and My Place Gympie is one of those. And she also said that she didn't actually personally know Bergworth or his views and had never met him.
Yeah, so there's a range of levels of involvement, I guess, across the candidates that we have seen involved in My Place. Look, the majority of the My Place groups are running primarily on Facebook. What is the role, I guess, that social media has had to play in all of this? Why Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, it's the main platform for My Place. I've seen a PowerPoint slide posted by one of the Queensland My Place groups, which states that, you know, setting up a Facebook group only really requires, quote, little more than three or four people, a Facebook page and an email address. And they say, quote, Facebook has a deep saturation of users. It hosts a large cross-section of the community. So I think they're really using Facebook as a tool to expand their base and connect with people maybe they wouldn't otherwise connect with. The groups are, though, private, and you do have to answer some questions in some of the groups to be a member. But you could still say they host a loose collective of individuals, and there is a lot of misinformation present on the groups. In that PowerPoint that I referred to earlier, they also note that there's a high risk of shutdown if the posts are offensive. But the groups do seem to have some form of moderation, and Bergworth seems to be an administrator of many of the groups. And they also have noted that it's a good idea to have a backup platform, and that's in case of a ban. So they also have this Unity Hub platform, which some members pay around $60 a year to be a part of. That membership is a lot smaller. But, you know, if Facebook ever dies, they do have that to come back to, and they can communicate on there as well.
Is there a danger that if this was cracked down on in some way, or these groups were shut down on these social media platforms, that you'd almost further incentivize groups like My Place?
Yeah, so you don't know for sure, but you could posit that maybe it would feed into some of their anti-establishment ideas and a kind of conspiracy that governments and the big corporations are out to get them. I think, though, that a group like My Place Now has already established some roots in the community. So a lot of the conversation, while it is happening online, they do also have in-person events at markets, gardening groups and meetings. So even if you did shut them down, I do think that they would probably take up another platform like Truthbook or Telegram, or even just use their own Unity Hub platform. I think it could limit their growth, but I don't think that My Place would fall apart as a result if they were shut down on Facebook.
So if groups such as My Place do gain traction within local government, what sort of implications do you think that could have?
It's not just the fluoride in the water that we had talked about earlier. You know, local councils manage a whole range of different things, rates, town and land planning, you know, libraries, all those sorts of things that you just don't really think about. So there could be potentially a wide range of impacts for people.
Mm. And what's next for My Place? You know, what are the big things that are coming up that we should be having a look out for?
So in October in Queensland, we have the state election here, and I think that's going to be very interesting to watch considering some of the success that they had at the local council elections in Queensland. I do think that they're going to be watching very closely to see what candidates come out, trying to make meetings with candidates, trying to get their own issues across to those candidates. I think it is important to mention too that I have spoken to SOS and Sandy, who run the Tinfoil Tales podcast, and they've been monitoring My Place since they emerged back in 2021. And they feel that the biggest concern here is that when it comes to elections, people just might not really be aware of the candidates who are aligned with or receiving support from My Place. It doesn't seem to be always explicitly clear when it comes to My Place's involvement in councils and what candidates may be open to their influence or and ideas as well. So I think it is really important for people to be informed and to stay across what their candidates are doing and who they're meeting with and what kind of views they hold.
That was Eden Gillespie, Guardian Australia's Queensland state reporter. You can read more of Eden's reporting on this issue by going to the Guardian Australia website, and we'll link to her writing in the show notes. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Camilla Hannan and Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing was by James Milson. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. I'm Matilda Bosley, and we'll be back with another episode of Full Story tomorrow. Bye for now.